Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Different things to different people in different places. But to Michael Slater and company, freedom means something in the spirit. After this song, we're going to hear from Michael Slater. This is Real Gospel.
We come to magnify him. We come to celebrate and let everybody know that we are free and truly free indeed. Freedom today. And give God the glory.
Freedom to dance and give God the glory.
Freedom to shout and lift up his name.
Freedom to shout and lift up his name.
Freedom to sing and give God the glory.
Freedom to sing and give God the glory.
Freedom to love in spite of your story.
Freedom to love in spite of your story.
The glory.
Freedom to dance and give God the glory.
Freedom to shout and lift up his name.
Freedom to shout and lift up his name.
Freedom to sing and give God the glory.
Freedom to sing and give God the glory.
Freedom to love in spite of your story. This is my favorite part of the song. Now this is Hell's Story. Truly free indeed. Escaping threats of disease. No more sickness. Fighting from the hand. Whom the sun sets free is truly free indeed. We come to magnify the Lord. We come to lift up his holy name. We come to bring evidence to show that God can truly set you free indeed. But first, I have a little story that I have to tell you. I'm free.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God on the program with us today, Michael Slayton. Welcome to Real Gospel. Yes. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Mobile, Alabama, but I'm definitely from this little town called Pritchard, so yeah.
Okay. Mobile. You know, I was in Mobile probably 2 years ago. My son played in an all-star high school football game in Mobile. And for those who live here in the city, you know that I'm in Nashville. But for those who listen abroad and everywhere else, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I hail. And so that was quite an experience. I can't remember the it was a high school stadium there, but it's been a couple of years. But my dad lives in Selma. I've got a mother-in-law that lives in Montgomery, so I'm no stranger to Alabama.
The port city, yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Home of Mardi Gras, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I didn't realize that till I was going to the Walmart that night and saw everybody with beads on. And I was like, okay. So this is, so I have to brush up on my history just a little bit. But that was interesting. It really was. I learned a lot by being in Mobile. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So for those who don't know who Michael Slater is, let them know. Talk, you know, that person who just discovered Jesus yesterday. They went to church yesterday and got saved. And so now they're listening to this interview and they're going, okay, who's this guy? So tell them a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Well, I am this small town, I'm going to say teddy bear today. I'm a loving person. I'm humble. I'm the baby of four on both sides of my family, and they still treat me like that till this day, but I'm going to still let them keep doing what they're doing. But I started actually singing around the third grade. My sister actually heard me sing, and I was in the living room singing a song by Regina Bell, and she ran upstairs and was like, Mommy, Michael can sing. I was like, wow. So when I got into the fourth grade, she put me in the school choir in elementary, and so I've been actually singing ever since. And so during that process, you know, when I got probably in high school, I found Jesus, and when I say I've been singing for him and spreading his gospel ever since. And so it's been an amazing journey, and so that's how we got to the point of freedom today. Yes.
Wow. So your song is called Freedom, and I love it. The listeners love it. So what's the history? How did you get your record deal? How did all this come about for you?
Well, my producer, Brian Hines, he actually called me one day. He called me 2 years back, and every time he asked me, are you ready, are you ready? But this year, he finally called me and asked me, was I ready? But he came this time with a vision of, Mike, I saw you on the stage doing a live recording and this and that. And so, like, we started the process. He was like, you know what? I need you to write a song, because this is my first time ever writing a song in my life. And so what I did was I had to go back to a certain place, you know, to pull this song out. And it, you know, because I want to tell people that, look, you don't have to be in bondage. Live your life to the fullest. When you go to church, praise God. Don't sit in the same spot every Sunday. Change it up. You know, maybe the next person that you're sitting next to could be that person that has your deliverance, could be that person that has your freedom, you know. So just praise God together. Love on each other, you know. And so that's how we got to freedom.
Amen. Did you write it? Did Brian Hines write it?
I wrote and arranged it. He just helped produce it, you know, add the little kicks to it and all that kind of stuff. But we all came together, Michael Slater and Company, and we recorded and did the things. But furthermore, is writing and arranging came from me. So this is my first time, and I thank God for what he's done.
Amen. That's awesome. So you did a little bit of writing. You play any instruments?
I actually went to school at Alabama A&M University in Alabama, and I got my degree in performance, but it was all vocal, so I'm more of a sight reader when it comes to piano.
Ah.
I let the ear doers, you know, I let them do what they do, because they are amazing, and they're a gift to the church, yes.
Amen. So what was the process like? Walk us through when you discover that this is your season and that God is beginning to open these doors, and you had to move from writing the vision to make it plain to he that read it can runneth with it. So when you get
right,
to the
right,
point
right.
between writing and running, yeah, what was that like?
Well, I mean, when Brian came to me, when my producer came to me, it was a vision this time. It wasn't just are you ready to, you know, get into the industry and sing, but it was a vision, and our vision's connected. So, you know, we spread love, we spread, you know, joy, we spread humbleness. It's just being yourself throughout the process. Don't change for anyone. Be who you are going to be. And so because it came in a vision, it made it so much easier for us to flow. And so I've just watched God put a lot of things in our hands, and I just thank God for what he has done throughout this process, because we're making sure that he's ahead of this and not ourselves. So
yeah, and that's should be how we all think, that, you know, we make sure that God is involved in the process from the very beginning, not just right. when we get involved and then all of a sudden we try to invoke God. But if he's with us throughout the process, that also helps. So as you're continuing to write for this entire project, what are some of the things that we should look out for? What are some of the things that God is using you to do?
I mean, easily spreading his gospel. Don't make this a tough situation. God is not complicated. And so we don't want this project to be complicated. We want people to be able to sing it in their churches. We want people to be able to minister these songs. Because sometimes coming from another person, even with your song, it ministers differently every time. So we definitely want to spread love. We definitely want this project to reach the masses. I want it to be in the skate ring with people skating around the skate ring listening to it, you know. And so the kids, we definitely want to implement the youth to where they can grasp it, because they're our future. And so we have to make sure when we're writing this music that it definitely reaches them as well.
So you mentioned the youth, and I noticed, I was thinking the other day, that there is sort of an, other than my friend Sidney Buckner out of Chicago with the Youth and Unity, there are very few people that spend time developing young talent or youth choirs or youth mass choirs or things of that nature. Are you going to have anybody, are you going to reach back and pull up that next generation on this project?
Most definitely. And the thing is, I'm going to use the people that people wouldn't use. And, you know, because like the kids in my church, they are phenomenal. Like, they are very talented. My church is True Light Missionary Baptist Church, and I minister music at Mount Olive Number 2, which is also in Mobile, Alabama. But I definitely want to go back and get those hidden talents that people wouldn't normally go for. And so, and they are just as great as anyone else. So we have to pull them out and bring them to the forefront, because they have a message just like we do.
Amen. What do you do at your church?
I direct. As a minister of music, I direct. I just see over the music program, make sure everything is in line with Christ, and, you know, making sure that we push out the gospel the correct way, because I believe in strict, great sounds. It doesn't have to be always perfect, but I definitely want the people to be able to receive it once it comes out of our mouth in any form or fashion, piano, organ, or drums.
Amen. That's awesome. So what's been, so you're the choir director, music director, is that your role?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are the, so, what are any of them involved in this project?
Not at the moment. No, not at the moment. So, yeah, because I have actually my own band and the company where we are. I call everybody the company. So, because all of them are minister music at their churches and praise leaders at their churches.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we didn't want to be, you know, pushed under one name, because all of them have a gift that they spread, you know, definitely every Sunday and
so,
throughout the week.
So, do they know, I hope I'm not starting anything here, do they know that you are working on a project that is forthcoming?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Everybody is 100% behind me. And so I love the support of my city and the churches, because they are doing a phenomenal job to keep me lifted in Christ, keep me covered in the blood and prayer, everything. So, there's no secrets here.
Are they being extra nice to you now, since they think that you know how it is when you're folk changing, your folk that didn't speak to you last Sunday, now they're speaking to you this. Oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, Mike, oh, that song that y'all did, oh, that was awesome today. You know how church folk can be. Church folk, you know how y'all can be.
I've seen a little change. I've definitely seen a little change, but we all stay humble because I stay humble, so I got to make sure I stay humble. So they can't bring too much of that to me. I'm like, back up. I got to stay humble because that's who I am and that's what I got to say. So
that's awesome.
I have seen a small change, but gotcha. I love it. It's amazing.
I got you. So in our closing moments here, I guess if I ask you for advice. What advice can you give someone right now that is they have the gift to write, and maybe they're working within the music department someplace, and they're asking God, when is my season? What can you say to that person to keep them encouraged?
Definitely have a discerning spirit. Know that it's God actually talking to you. Don't move on your own behalf, because I promise you, you'll be right back where you started. Take your time, practice, do everything that you have to do to prepare yourself. Read your Bible, go before God, prostrate, whatever you have to do. Make sure you do it the correct way the first time, because that, if I could tell you about success, I'm doing it the first time because I'm letting God lead this whole situation. There's not one time I'm going to try to step in front of him, because I guarantee you it will fail very quickly. That's my advice.
Amen. I like that advice as well. And so any shout outs you would like to give anyone in either one of the churches that you are? I know you mentioned that you're at True Life, but you worship where? Or did I get it backwards?
Yeah, my home church, let me say it like this. My home church where I started and grew up was True Life Missionary Baptist Church, which is in Pritchard. But my pastor gave me permission to go out to, minister at Mount Olive Number 2, where I'm minister of music, because I actually just started off as a director.
Oh.
And so out of my years, I've moved up to minister of music. So I thank God for that progress.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Anybody you want to give a shout out to? Either one of the churches?
My family, I love them so much. They are so awesome. They have been so supportive throughout this. The company, my manager, Randall Brown, Mobile, Alabama, just like stand up. Tennessee, I got a couple of people from Tennessee.
Okay.
So Stephen, he's up there. So hopefully everybody get a chance to listen to this. I try to spread it as much as possible, but I love everybody. I just love everybody.
Amen. And everybody's going to love you, because God is definitely opening doors. The doors are open. You're walking through them because of your obedience. God is blessing. God is multiplying. This upcoming project is just going to do tremendously well. And so to all the listeners right now, how can they reach Michael Slater and Company? Oh, by the way, give a shout out to and Company.
Yes, and Company. They are so dope. I love them to death. Wow. If you want to reach us, like Michael, Same Boy Slater, Michael Slater and Company, anything, MichaelSlater. Now, if you're trying to definitely reach me, make sure you spell that Same Boy, SangBoi. That's SangBoi. The music is on all digital outlets. If I ever visit your city, I definitely have hard copies, so you can cop one of those from me as well. But we're on Spotify, YouTube, so go check all of those digital media outlets, and you will definitely, get what you need.
Amen, amen. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, the one and only Michael Slater from Michael Slater and Company, joining us on Real Gospel. Support his music ministry. He's doing tremendous things. Support him, because not only is he a man of God, but he is a faithful and committed man of God. So why wouldn't you support this? Oh, come on. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my brother.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.